worry wormed in her belly as she guessed that some of his anger was directed at her. He'd be wondering why in Star Clan she was defending her captors and why she'd come here without telling him, putting herself and Leafstar in danger. She'd gone against his wishes. What would he have felt if any other of his warriors had ignored his orders so blatantly? Her mouth felt dry. What would I feel if one of our warriors ignored my orders?
They shouldn't be here, he growled. Your clanmates are our guests, Moonlight told him.
Hawkwing jerked his gaze toward Leafstar.
Is that true?
Moonlight answered for her.
We have treated them like sisters.
Bramblestar flicked his tail angrily.
They haven't stayed here voluntarily. No warrior would. You've held them against their will.
It was necessary,
Moonlight growled. Hawkwing glared at her.
Why?
Squirrelflight looked from Moonlight to Bramblestar as she stood between them. They were scared we'd bring our clanmates here if they let us go. Bramblestar looked puzzled.
But they must have known we'd come looking for you.
They're not clan cats, Squirrelflight explained. They didn't realize you'd try so hard to get us back.
They've only been here 2 days.
Moonlight scanned the warrior patrol curiously.
That's not long to be away from home. Don't any of you ever wander?
Hawkwing growled.
We're warriors, not loners. We stay with our clan.
The sisters exchanged glances, but no cat spoke. Bramblestar let his pelt smooth. Around him, the clan cats shifted self-consciously, as though suddenly wondering what they were doing here if Squirrelflight and Leafstar didn't seem to be in danger. Squirrelflight padded to Bramblestar's side, her heart quickening out of habit as his scent filled her nose. She reached her muzzle toward him. Did he feel the same way? Or was he too angry with her to feel relieved that she was safe?
I'm glad you came to get us.
He pulled away, blinking at her.
Are you okay?
I'm fine.
Leafstar limped toward her warriors.
Not so fast.
Snow darted from the group and blocked her way.
We haven't said you can leave.
Why keep us now? Leafstar blinked at her. Our clanmates know where your camp is. There's nothing left to hide.
No,
Snow agreed, her pelt rippling along her spine.
But as long as you're our guests, your friends will have to respect our boundaries.
Squirrelflight looked at her in surprise.
I thought the sisters didn't have boundaries.
Not permanently,
Snow conceded.
But when one of us is ready to kit, we must mark out some sort of territory to protect her and her newborn.
Bramblestar's gaze flitted around the sisters, stopping as it reached Moonlight. He dipped his head.
I should have seen that you are expecting kits.
Squirrelflight blinked at him.
Do you see why I couldn't let you fight?
He ignored her.
But you can't keep Leafstar and Squirrelflight here. They're coming home with us now.
As he spoke, Tree pushed his way to the front. The Sky Clan Tom's eyes were on Moonlight. Squirrelflight watched him, alarm sparking in her belly. Why was Tree glaring at the gray she-cat so resentfully?
Hello, Mother.
Squirrelflight blinked. Mother? Had he once been part of this group? She stiffened as another thought flashed in her mind. Were they actually mother and son? Tree, small, muscular, thickly pelted, looked nothing like the broad, long-furred, bushy-tailed she-cat. And yet, there was a dark determination in his amber gaze that reminded her of Moonlight. Moonlight stared back at Tree, blankness giving way to excitement as she recognized him.
Earth!
Sunrise, whose coat was the same shade of yellow as Tree's, stepped forward, her tail rising in excitement, but paused at Tree's next words.
I'm not Earth anymore.
Anger hardened Tree's mew.
I named myself Tree after you sent me away.
Tree. Moonlight repeated his name as though testing it. She tipped her head. I like it. It suits you.
You were always a strong-minded kid. Is that why you abandoned me?
Abandoned you? Moonlight looked surprised. You were old enough to hunt.
Barely.
But the claw stars were pointing to the sunset. It was time for you to wander.
You let the stars dictate my fate.
Tree held his mother's gaze scornfully for a moment longer, then looked away. Squirrelflight glanced around at the sisters. They shifted uncomfortably. Sunrise was staring guiltily at her paws. Perhaps their way of life wasn't as uncomplicated as she'd thought. She saw Creek shoot a nervous glance at his mother. Was he anxious about leaving when his time came to wander? Bramblestar moved beside him.
Tree is one of us now. If he wishes to know you better, that's up to him. But he came here for the same reason we did. You are holding our clanmates against their will. Let them go.
He flexed his claws.
You may be carrying kits, but that doesn't mean we won't fight to get our clanmates back.
As Moonlight hesitated, Squirrelflight saw Plumwillow and Berrynose drop into battle stances. Hawkwing and Thornclaw bared their teeth. Her breath caught in her throat.
They only want us to stay here until Moonlight's kits are ready to travel, she mewed quickly.
Bramblestar swung his gaze toward her. Do you want to stay with them until then?
He growled.
Of course not.
Squirrelflight blinked at him. But they meant us no harm. If we wait, this territory will be free for SkyClan to take in a moon or two. Bramblestar stared at her coolly.
That is a decision for Leafstar and SkyClan to make.
Leafstar whisked her tail.
This is good land. I think SkyClan would be happy here.
Relief washed Squirrelflight's pelt. Leafstar was backing her up. She looked gratefully at her as the SkyClan leader went on. I'm willing to give the sisters a moon to move on. Two, if they need it. She switched her gaze to Moonlight. But they must let us return to our clans. I'm not staying here another day. Moonlight dipped her head.
You can go.
She lifted her gaze to Bramblestar.
We're bigger than you, and stronger, she told him. Any battle between us would be bloody. But there is no need to fight if you leave us in peace.
Bramblestar narrowed his gaze.
Strength doesn't always win battles, he snarled.
Plumwillow showed her teeth.
You held our leader captive. She looks wounded, Sage Nose growled.
Did the clan cats want revenge? Squirrelflight gazed pleadingly at Bramblestar.
Let's go.
Larksong padded forward.
If they're letting Squirrelflight leave, there's no need to fight. Leafstar's wound will heal faster if she returns home right away.
Squirrelflight looked at the young Tom, grateful for his sense. He was thinking with his head, not his claws. Sparkpelt had chosen a good mate.
Very well.
Bramblestar signaled with his tail, and the clan cats began to turn toward the fern entrance. Squirrelflight lingered, catching Moonlight's eye.
Thanks for sharing your fresh kill.
I am sorry that we met under such circumstances, the gray she-cat meowed. If we meet again, I hope that it will be as friends.
Leafstar eyed Moonlight, but didn't speak. She was clearly less than grateful for the sister's hospitality. She nodded curtly and limped after her clanmates as Squirrelflight dipped her head to Moonlight.
I hope your kidding goes well.
Thank you.
Moonlight swished her tail.
Are you coming?
Bramblestar stopped at the entrance and glared at Squirrelflight, his pelt prickling along his spine.
I have to go.
Squirrelflight headed toward him, irritated at being called away like a kit. Bramblestar waited for her to push through the ferns,
then followed her out of camp. Her clanmates wound their way out of the valley. She padded after them, relieved to be heading home.
What in Star Clan were you thinking?
Bramblestar fell in beside her. She dipped her head, bracing herself for the argument she knew must be coming.
I'm sorry.
Going off like that on a harebrained mission without telling me.
She could feel his gaze burning through her pelt. You'd have stopped me if you'd known, she mewed.
Of course I would have, he snapped. Now look what's happened. You've found a whole new group of cats to fight with over territory, as if Shadow Clan and Wind Clan weren't enough.
But we don't have to fight with them, Squirrelflight objected. They're happy for Sky Clan to have the land when they're finished with it.
She stopped and looked at him. She'd made a mistake coming here as she had, but it was obvious she'd found the answer to the clan's problems.
Don't you see? I've found Sky Clan the land they need. Now the clans won't have to fight over territory ever again.
Don't be naive.
Bramblestar stared at her.
New territory will probably mean new battles. Since when was any clan satisfied with what they have?
When each clan has enough, then the fighting will stop.
Why was he being so negative?
We haven't gotten the borders right until now, but once Sky Clan moves, every clan will have plenty.
Bramblestar brushed past her and padded after his clanmates. Squirrelflight caught up to him, irritation spiking her fur.
I had a good idea, and I followed it through, she snapped. Leafstar likes the new territory, and now Sky Clan will have somewhere they can finally make a real home. You just don't want to admit I was right.
Nonsense, Bramblestar lashed his tail. I'm clan leader. I welcome ideas from any of my clanmates, and if it's a good idea, I'm happy to be proved wrong.
My idea is a good idea.
Squirrelflight swallowed back frustration.
You're only seeing it from your point of view, Bramblestar growled. Have you really thought about what it would be like for Sky Clan to move again so soon? To build yet another camp? To learn about new territory? How do you know there aren't two legs here, or a family of foxes? Have you checked every tail length of this land? What if one of their kits is killed by a snake here? Will you take responsibility?
Life is risky.
Squirrelflight ignored the doubt shimmering at the edge of her thoughts. There will be risks wherever Sky Clan lives. Bramblestar ignored her.
And how does it make Sky Clan look, agreeing to live where the other clans choose again? Do you think the other clans will treat them as equals once they've finished pushing them around?
That's not my problem, Squirrelflight shot back. It's up to Sky Clan. Leafstar wants to move. She knows what she's doing.
I hope so.
Bramblestar paused and looked along the track as it steepened and disappeared among boulders.
Are you sure that after a few seasons living among these hills, Sky Clan won't feel like they've been pushed outside the clans again?
Why should they? This land is right next to ours and Shadow Clan's. And they'll have a strip of territory right down to the lake shore. They'll be as much a part of the clans as we are.
Squirrelflight hurried after him, following the path as it snaked into a narrow gorge. Ahead, their clanmates padded beneath overhanging rock. The star-specked sky showed in a narrow band above them. As the trail opened into another valley, Bramblestar spoke again.
I was worried about you, you know.
His mew was husky.
I know. Guilt rippled beneath her pelt. I didn't know I'd be away so long, and I told Sparkpelt where I'd gone, just in case.
Sparkpelt was worried too,
he told her.
More so because you asked her to keep your secret. She didn't know whether telling me was betraying you, or remaining silent was betraying me. You should never have put her in that position.
Squirrelflight shrank beneath her pelt.
I know, she mewed softly. I just wanted to make the clans okay again. How was I to know we'd be taken prisoner?
As she spoke, resentment bubbled in her chest. Bramblestar wasn't even trying to understand. Was he enjoying making her feel bad? But we weren't hurt, and it was good to see how other cats live. The sisters have an interesting way of life.
And we don't?
That's not what I meant, and you know it. He was acting like a kid. They treated us well.
What about Leafstar's wound?
She tried to escape.
And you didn't?
He shot her a reproachful look.
Did you like the sisters so much that you didn't want to come home?
Don't be mouse-brained.
Mouse-brained?
He glared at her.
You force me to lead my clanmates into hostile territory on a rescue mission, and you call me mouse-brained? You're clan deputy for Star Clan's sake. You're supposed to be protecting your clan, not putting them in danger. And you're my mate. If there's anyone I should be able to rely on in ThunderClan, it should be you.
You can rely on me. The ground seemed to shift beneath Squirrelflight's paws. Didn't he trust her anymore?
Not when you behave like a reckless apprentice.
Bramblestar glared at her.
From now on, I want you to run every decision by me. No more going off on your own ridiculous missions. No more arguing with me at gatherings. If a deputy can't support her own leader, perhaps she's not fit to be deputy.
With that, Bramblestar pulled ahead, his shoulders stiff, and followed his clanmates as the path wound into a wooded ravine. Some of the ThunderClan warriors shot Squirrelflight sympathetic glances. It only made her feel more wretched. Did my own mate just threaten to replace me as deputy? She trailed behind. What was the point of talking to him? He seemed determined to twist her words, and he clearly didn't want to admit that her mission might have helped the clans. Suddenly, she missed the amiable calm of the sisters' camp. In her days there, no cat had argued or worried about territory or fussed about whether their campmates were following the warrior code. They seemed to take life as it came, without judgment or complaint. As they neared the clan border, Squirrelflight's chest tightened as she felt the forest begin to close in on her. She could sense that Bramblestar wasn't going to forgive her anytime soon. Chapter 7 Flippaw stopped as he crossed the clearing, a bundle of fresh moss for the elder's den between his jaws. He dropped it as he reached Squirrelflight.
I'm glad you're back. Hollytuft said the sisters wanted to keep you captive forever.
He blinked at her eagerly.
She said they were twice the size of normal cats. Were they scary?
Squirrelflight twitched her tail. She'd lost count of the number of times she'd answered questions about the sisters since she'd returned yesterday. They were nice, she told him patiently. Flippaw looked puzzled.
But they held you hostage.
Yes, but they shared their prey with us and took care of Leafstar's wounded paw. Why were her clanmates so surprised that cats could be kind and yet still stand up for themselves? Flippaw tipped his head to one side.
Is that why you didn't try to escape?
Squirrelflight swallowed back irritation. Leafstar's injury made it hard to escape, and I wasn't going to leave her.
But you said they were nice. She would have been okay.
It wouldn't have been right to escape by myself. Didn't young cats understand loyalty? But Flippaw had moved on.
Were they rogues?
He stared at her intently.
Bristlepaw said they used to be part of Darktail's kin.
Of course they weren't. Squirrelflight flicked her tail sharply. She was relieved to see Hollytuft padding from the fresh kill pile. The black warrior looked sternly at Flippaw.
Shouldn't you be cleaning out the elder's den?
His tail drooped.
I wanted to find out about the new clan.
I told you, Hollytuft mewed. It isn't a clan. It's just some cats who live near the mountains. Squirrelflight was unlucky to run into them.
Why were you near the mountains?
Flippaw blinked at Squirrelflight.
Are we moving there? Thrift Boss says one of the clans has to move before Leaf Bear, or we'll all starve.
No one is going to starve. Hollytuft looked at Squirrel Flight apologetically. Trying to stop apprentices gossiping is like trying to stop birds singing. Squirrel Flight's gaze drifted around the clearing. The whole clan had been talking about her time with the sisters since she'd gotten back. Now her clanmates were settling down for a midday meal. Whitewing and Honeyfur carried mice from the fresh kill pile. Larksong dropped a vole at Dewnose's paws. Finleap and Twigbranch settled beside the warrior's den, snatching glances at Squirrel Flight before tucking into a rabbit. Rosepetal blinked at her sympathetically, as though she'd just recovered from an illness. Graystripe sat beside Millie outside the elder's den. Millie looked gaunt, and Graystripe sat close to her.
"You must be glad to be back, Squirrel Flight," he called across the clearing. "Another cat's food never tastes as good as your own."
"Imagine," Cloudtail stretched beside him, "a group of cats with no toms. Who's heard of such a thing? I hope they didn't give you any ideas."
He blinked teasingly at Squirrel Flight.
"I don't know what Graystripe and I would do if Millie and Brightheart threw us out."
Millie purred roughly.
"The den would be a lot neater."
Graystripe nudged her cheek with his nose.
"But you'd miss me, right?"
Millie nosed him away, her eyes shimmering with affection.
"Of course I would, you old fool."
For a moment, the fragility that had appeared in the old she-cat's face since the start of Greenleaf vanished. Small stones showered from the rock tumble, and Squirrel Flight looked up to see Bramble Star scrambling down from the high ledge. She looked away to avoid catching his eye. Since she'd returned from the sisters' camp, he'd been polite but formal. Her heart ached at being kept at tail's length, but she understood why he was still angry. She'd caused a lot of worry and disruption in the clan, but she wished he hadn't told her he was thinking about replacing her as deputy. She'd been taken captive by the sisters only because she had been trying to find a way to keep the peace among the clans. He wanted peace, too. Why couldn't he support her plan instead of criticizing her for it?
"Squirrel Flight,"
he padded toward her, his gaze cool. She dipped her head. "Bramble Star."
"Who do you plan to send on dawn patrol tomorrow?"
He glanced around the clan.
"I haven't decided yet."
Bramblestar frowned and padded softly into the shadow of the high ledge. He beckoned Squirrel Flight closer with a twitch of his tail.
"I thought I asked you to let me know in advance of any decisions you make as deputy,"
he mewed, lowering his voice. Anger flared in her belly. "I never decide who's going on patrol until the morning," she told him icily. "I like to see who's awake. It's no use waking one warrior when another warrior is already itching to get out into the forest."
"That's sloppy. A warrior should know if he's going on patrol and be ready."
Bramblestar's ears twitched.
"From now on, I want to know who's going out on dawn patrol the night before."
Squirrel Flight flexed her claws. "Is that how it's going to be now? Are you going to make up mouse-brained rules just to prove you're in charge?"
"You're my deputy," he told her. "I need to know that you can follow orders."
"Or you'll replace me. I know. I get the message."
Squirrel Flight glared at him. Bramblestar met her gaze evenly.
"I need to know I can trust you."
"Of course you can trust me. I love you, and I love my clan. I would never do anything to hurt you or them."
The sisters' life seemed suddenly appealing. The idea that Moonlight would invent pointless rules for Snow and the others to follow seemed ridiculous. Bramblestar was supposed to be her mate. Why couldn't he talk to her instead of trying to make her feel small? Bramblestar sniffed.
"I'm just worried that your judgment is not as sound as it should be."
"Not sound?"
Squirrel Flight stared at him in disbelief.
"Because I came up with a plan and tried to follow it through?"
because your plan put SkyClan and ThunderClan in danger.
He stared at her accusingly.
The sisters aren't a danger to any—
She stopped as she noticed Sparkpelt staring at them from the edge of the clearing. The orange warrior's gaze flicked anxiously from Bramblestart to Squirrelflight.
Is everything okay?
Of course. Squirrelflight forced her fur to smooth and hurried toward Sparkpelt.
We were just discussing patrols.
Sparkpelt looked doubtful.
I wanted to talk to you both, she mewed hesitantly. But I can come back later.
No, Squirrelflight mewed quickly.
You're not interrupting.
Bramblestar padded to join them, his gaze softening as he greeted Sparkpelt with the touch of his nose. Claws seemed to grip Squirrelflight's heart. She missed feeling close to Bramblestar. Sparkpelt looked at them.
There's something I have to tell you.
Squirrelflight's pelt pricked with unease as she noticed how nervous Sparkpelt looked, and yet the young warrior's pelt was glossy and her eyes bright. She'd never looked healthier. What could be wrong?
I'm expecting kits.
Sparkpelt blinked at her.
Sparkpelt, that's wonderful.
Happiness surged beneath Squirrelflight's pelt. She glanced across the clearing to where Larksong was sharing a vole with Dewnose. The young Tom was chatting to his denmate, his ears pricked, his eyes sparkling. Sparkpelt was going to be a mother, and her mate was a kind Tom and a good warrior. Sparkpelt and Alderheart were both happy and settled. What more could she want? And yet, grief tugged at her belly. She longed for kits, too, and a mate who still loved her. The possibility seemed suddenly far away. Her thoughts spiraled. Was she foolish for even wanting it? Should she resign herself to spending the rest of her days watching her clan grow and change around her, while she simply grew old and died?
Squirrelflight?
Sparkpelt blinked at her anxiously.
You are pleased, aren't you?
Of course I'm pleased, and Bramblestar is too.
She glanced at him. Bramblestar was staring back at her, sympathy glistening in his eyes. Had he guessed what she'd been thinking? As she caught his eye, he looked away and touched his nose to Sparkpelt's head.
That's great news, Sparkpelt. We're very happy for you. When are the kits due?
I'm not sure.
Sparkpelt was purring, her pelt fluffed with happiness. Squirrelflight glanced at the young queen's belly. It was already beginning to swell.
It looks like it won't be too long, she mewed warmly.
Sparkpelt pressed her cheek against Squirrelflight's.
I can't wait to be a mother.
She headed away. Larksong jumped to his paws and brushed against her as she reached him. Squirrelflight turned back to Bramblestar, her feelings hardening once more.
Were there any more rules he wanted to tell her about?
He was gazing at her kindly.
I know that must have been difficult,
he murmured. Squirrelflight stiffened guiltily, ashamed of the grief Sparkpelt's news had triggered. It was worse that Bramblestar had seen it.
I'm happy for her. I'm happy for them both.
But I know how much you want more kits,
he meowed. She narrowed her eyes, anger flaring. And I know how much you don't. She turned her tail on him and marched away. With every paw step, her anger melted and guilt took its place. Why had she said that? He was only trying to be kind. Overwhelmed, she headed to the medicine den. She needed to share her feelings with some cat. She remembered how relieved Leafpool had been when she'd returned to camp. Surely she would understand. She ducked through the brambles and saw Alderheart crouching beside the pool, sorting herbs. Leafpool was plucking old moss from one of the nests they kept for sick cats. She looked up as Squirrelflight entered, her eyes narrowing as she saw her sister's face.
Is everything okay?
Not really.
Squirrelflight mewed huskily. Come, and help me collect herbs, Leafpool mewed.
Alderheart looked up from his work. We collected herbs this morning.
I know, Leafpool whisked her tail. But I think we need some more marigold. It won't flower forever.
She crossed the den and bustled Squirrelflight outside.
What's happened? She asked as they padded into the sunlight.
It's nothing, really, Squirrelflight hesitated. I'm probably being oversensitive.
Leafpool whisked her onward. Is it Sparkpelt's news?
She reached the camp entrance and ducked through. Squirrelflight hurried after her.
How did you know? I've learned to tell when a cat is expecting kits.
Leafpool stopped and met Squirrelflight's gaze.
And you've told me how much you want more of your own.
Squirrelflight stared at her.
I know I should be happy.
Leafpool swished her tail.
Come on, some fresh air will do you good.
She raced away, heading upslope toward the beech grove. Squirrelflight followed, relishing the breeze as it streamed through her fur. The thrum of their paws on the forest floor was soothing. The familiar sight of the trees and brambles reassured her. Leafpool slowed down as the trees opened into a small clearing. Marigold clustered between the ferns, and she led Squirrelflight to a splash of orange where the flowers were growing thickly. Crouching beside it, the medicine cat tugged out a stalk with her teeth and dropped it on the ground. She looked at Squirrelflight.
It's okay to be sad.
Is it?
Squirrelflight blinked at her.
It must be hard to hear that Sparkpelt's expecting, when you're not.
Leafpool tipped her head sympathetically. Squirrelflight looked at her paws.
I feel selfish. It's not selfish to want kids. I'm happy for Sparkpelt.
Squirrelflight looked at Leafpool earnestly.
You know that, don't you?
Of course you are.
Squirrelflight sat down.
It's just going to be difficult.
Guilt jabbed her again.
Watching my own kit have kits. I'm not ready to be that old. I want another chance. I know Sparkpelt deserves to be happy, but it's hard watching another cat get what I want so much.
You deserve to be happy too.
Leafpool's eyes rounded with sympathy.
Bramblestar's angry with me, and I'm probably going to die without having more kits.
Squirrelflight could feel herself sinking into self-pity, but couldn't stop.
I don't know if I'll ever be happy again.
Leafpool plucked another marigold stalk out with her teeth.
I'm not sure that's true, but it's how I feel.
Squirrelflight glanced back toward the stone hollow.
Bramblestar says he's wondering whether he should replace me as deputy, and he's making up rules to test me. He doesn't trust my judgment anymore.
He just needs time to calm down.
Leafpool straightened and padded toward Squirrelflight.
He was really worried when you went missing. He thought you might be dead.
Everything I do seems wrong at the moment. He tried to be kind to me just now when Sparkpelt told us her news, and I snarled at him.
Squirrelflight felt suddenly as heavy as stone.
And he's right. I shouldn't have gone off without telling him. But I just wanted to make him see that there's a way to stop the clans fighting over land. And Sparkpelt...
Her shoulder sagged.
I hope she didn't see that I was upset. I'm happy for her. I really am. But it was hard to hide how I...
Leafpool pressed her muzzle against Squirrelflight's cheek.
It's okay, Squirrelflight. You don't have to be perfect all the time.
She purred softly. And Squirrelflight felt her pain ease as the warmth from Leafpool's cheek seeped into hers. Squirrelflight drew away, suddenly appreciating her sister more than ever. She was still sympathetic, even after so much loss.
I can only imagine how hard it must have been for you all these moons. You've had to watch so many clanmates having kits after you had to give your own away. While I was raising Jayfeather, Lionblaze, and Hollyleaf and loving them as if they were my own, I never fully understood how much it must have hurt.
Leafpool met her gaze steadily.
I'm grateful you risked so much to make sure I didn't lose my place as medicine cat. And, in a way, we raised them together. I was always there for them, and I could see them and take care of them.
Squirrelflight thought of Moonlight.
We are each mother to all the young.
That's how the sisters raise their kits. Each cat is mother to every kit and sister to her campmates, she told Leafpool.
In the sisters, no cat would have made you choose between your kits and being a medicine cat. There are no rules saying who can and can't have kits.
But we're not with the sisters. We're clan cats.
Leafpool's gaze hardened.
And no cat made me choose. I did what I thought was best.
Her mew was suddenly brittle, and Squirrelflight knew that she'd touched a nerve.
There's no point imagining that it could have happened any other way. I did what I did, and it's no use regretting it. My bond with StarClan was too strong to think about giving it up.
She narrowed her eyes.
Do the sisters share with their ancestors?
I don't know. Moonlight mentioned ancestors, but I don't think they share with them like we share with StarClan. They were descended from kitty pets, after all.
Leafpool huffed.
How can they even begin to understand the bond we have with StarClan and the sacrifices we make to honor it? There's more to being a medicine cat than knowing a few herbs or how to cure bellyache. I doubt these sisters know what a prophecy is, and from what you say, they are too busy living in the moment to think about what lies in their past or their future. She sniffed. I wouldn't ever want to live like that.
Squirrelflight dipped her head.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said anything. It was just strange to see other cats living so differently.
Squirrelflight couldn't help feeling that it might be nice to live in the moment, instead of being weighted down with rules and ancestors and traditions. She shook out her fur.
But the sisters will move on soon, and SkyClan can have their land. If StarClan approves,
Leafpool meowed sharply.
Of course.
Didn't Leafpool ever feel restricted by clan rules and traditions?
Have you shared with them yet?
Leafpool's gaze darkened.
They're still quiet. Perhaps they're okay with SkyClan moving.
Perhaps.
Leafpool looked unconvinced.
But until we have word, it's best that SkyClan doesn't make any decisions.
Even if it means peace within the clans?
StarClan knows best.
Leafpool returned to the marigold patch and plucked out another stalk. Squirrelflight saw her ears twitching. She was clearly unnerved by StarClan's silence, and talk of the sisters hadn't helped.
If only StarClan would share with her. They could let her know that it would be good for SkyClan to move to new territory. They might even know if Squirrelflight was destined to have more kits.
Leafpool's words flashed in her mind.
Don't rush so much, Squirrelflight. Stop trying to sort out every problem at once.
Perhaps her sister was right. If she just waited, Bramblestar would get over his anger, and they'd have more kits together. The sisters would move on, and SkyClan would find a new home, and the clans would live in peace. It was pointless trying to guess what the future held, because no cat knew. Squirrelflight looked up through the branches at the afternoon sky.
Does StarClan know what will happen?
A shiver ran down her spine.
If they did, they weren't giving anything away.
Chapter 8. Larksong slid past Squirrelflight and lifted his gaze, his mouth open.
There's a squirrel nest up there.
Branches twitched overhead, and leaves flickered in the sunshine that streamed through the canopy. Squirrelflight pricked her ears as she saw gray fur flash high in an oak. A fluffy tail bobbed along a branch, followed by another. Blossomfall stopped beside her,
Following her gaze, she swished her tail. It's too high up.
I see it.
Mouse Whisker looked into the branches, his pelt fluffing with excitement. Larksong padded closer and peered up the trunk.
It'd be simple to climb.
Sturdy branches jutted from the trunk of the oak tree. The bark was gnarled, easy to sink claws into.
Let's leave the climbing to Sky Clan.
Squirrelflight beckoned Larksong back with a flick of her tail. She didn't want Larksong to risk such a long climb. Sparkpelt was with them, and she'd be uneasy seeing her mate hunting prey high overhead. In the days since Sparkpelt had told her parents she was expecting kits, she and Larksong had been inseparable. Larksong had come to Squirrelflight asking to be assigned to the same patrols as Sparkpelt. Squirrelflight was touched by their protective love for each other, but it made her feel the loss of Bramblestar's affection even more. She still shared Bramblestar's den and followed him up to the high ledge each night, settling self-consciously into the nest beside his. Without speaking, they both knew the importance of hiding the depth of the rift between them. The clan must not know how divided their leader and deputy were, although Squirrelflight couldn't help thinking it must be obvious. She and Bramblestar hardly spoke to each other and were formal when they did, and they never patrolled or hunted together anymore.
Squirrelflight!
Larksong's mew jerked her back to the present.
I can smell something strange.
The black warrior's pelt was bristling along his spine.
It smells familiar, but I'm not sure what it is. It's a rogue!
Mouse Whisker uncurled his claws. Blossomfall glanced around the forest. Larksong moved closer to Sparkpelt. Squirrelflight tasted the air, stiffening as a scent she knew well bathed her tongue. The sisters. What were they doing on ThunderClan territory?
Wait!
She nodded to Mouse Whisker, hoping she'd find the sisters first. Surely they hadn't come to fight. Padding quickly ahead, she scanned the trees, her tail twitching as she glimpsed white fur moving through ferns. She hurried toward it, recognizing the pelt.
Snow?
Snow turned her blue eyes on Squirrelflight. Squirrelflight could see panic sparking in the she-cat's gaze.
Who is it?
Blossomfall stopped beside Squirrelflight.
It's Snow, she told her. She's one of the sisters.
Mouse Whisker caught up to them.
What are you doing on ThunderClan land?
He snarled at Snow.
Blossomfall cut in. She shouldn't be here.
The tortoiseshell flattened her ears as Larksong and Sparkpelt reached them. Sparkpelt blinked at Snow in surprise, then looked at Squirrelflight.
Why's she here?
She's trespassing on our land,
Blossomfall growled. Squirrelflight looked at Snow.
Why have you come here?
She asked gently.
I was looking for you, Snow mewed. You said you have medicine cats. They might know what to do. Sunrise needs help. She's been wounded.
Squirrelflight tensed. Is it bad?
It's not our problem,
Blossomfall curled her lip. Snow kept her gaze fixed on Squirrelflight.
Can one of your medicine cats come and see her? She's not far from here.
Why had Sunrise been wounded so close to their territory? Squirrelflight shifted her paws uneasily. Blossomfall's fur was already bristling. She wouldn't be pleased if Squirrelflight treated this trespasser too kindly.
I'm not sure there's anything I can do.
But your medicine cat might know, right?
Snow looked at her imploringly. Squirrelflight hesitated. What would Bramblestar say if she helped the sisters? Surely he wouldn't deny help to a wounded cat. And yet, he'd been so angry that she'd found the sisters in the first place.
If he knows Snow was looking for me, he might accuse me of bringing them here.
Let's just take a look at the wounded cat.
Larksong padded to Squirrelflight's side.
It might not be as serious as Snow says. We can patch her up and send them on their way without bothering the rest of the clan.
She looked at him, wondering. If they could fix this themselves, it would save questions about why the sisters had been on their land.
she frowned. But Bramblestar was bound to find out. The patrol would have no reason to keep this a secret. And yet, she couldn't turn her back on an injured cat. She flicked her tail. "Show us where she is," she told Snow. "If I think she needs help, I'll send for our medicine cat."
"It might be a trap,"
Blossom Fall's hackles lifted. Squirrelflight turned on her. "I know these cats well enough to know they won't hurt us." Mouse Whisker narrowed his eyes.
"Are you sure? They held you captive, don't forget."
"They didn't harm me." Squirrelflight nodded to Snow. "Let's go." Snow led the way past the ferns and followed a rabbit trail through brambles. She crossed a dried stream bed and ducked beneath a juniper. On the other side, she halted. Squirrelflight scanned the forest ahead. Where was Sunrise?
"I don't see her."
Sparkpelt and Larksong stopped beside her, glancing nervously between the trees. Mouse Whisker padded toward the bushes, which lined the slope ahead, and sniffed them warily. They quivered, and he recoiled in surprise, arching his back as Sunrise, Tempest, and Hawk slid out. Blossomfall darted to his side, teeth bared.
"I told you it was a trap."
Even with her pelt bushed, the sisters were far bigger than her. Tempest blinked at her in surprise.
"Why would we trap you?"
"How should I know?"
Blossomfall bristled. Tempest ignored her and looked hopefully at Squirrelflight.
"Have you come to help?"
"If we can."
Squirrelflight could smell blood and saw that Sunrise was leaning heavily on Hawk. The yellow fur on her flank was stained red. Larksong patted around the sisters, his ears twitching.
"What happened?"
"We got into a fight with some toms."
As Hawk spoke, Sunrise collapsed to the ground. Alarm sparked through Squirrelflight's pelt. There was no way they could fix this themselves. Sunrise needed a medicine cat.
"Should we fetch Alderheart?"
Mouse Whisker blinked at her.
"It would take too long,"
Squirrelflight told him. This was more serious than she'd imagined.
"Let's carry Sunrise back to camp."
She nodded to Snow, Hawk, and Tempest.
"You can go home. We'll take care of her."
Snow stiffened.
"We're not leaving her."
Sparkpelt looked anxiously at her mother.
"We can't let them all come to the camp."
She leaned closer, lowering her voice so the others couldn't hear.
"Bramblestar wouldn't be happy. He already thinks you're too quick to defend the sisters." "And he's right to be cautious."
Blossomfall fluffed out her fur.
"Don't forget what happened when ShadowClan took Darktail and his friends in."
"Darktail had always planned to destroy the clans. He wasn't wounded when ShadowClan found him,"
Mouse Whisker pointed out.
"This cat really needs our help."
"Her friends aren't wounded," Blossomfall argued. "Why do they need to come?"
"To make sure our campmate is okay,"
Snow mewed.
"We've met your clanmates, remember? They weren't exactly friendly."
"We'll take care of her,"
Larksong promised. Tempest lifted her chin.
"We're coming with her,"
Sparkpelt whispered in her mother's ear.
"Bramblestar won't like it."
Squirrelflight pulled away, her heart quickening as blood spread wider over Sunrise's flank.
"We have to help them."
Flesh showed where the wound opened. She couldn't let a cat die. She'd deal with Bramblestar later. After all, things couldn't get any more strained between them, surely. It was a risk she'd have to take.
"You'll have to carry her,"
she told Hawk and Tempest. She nodded to Larksong and Mouse Whisker.
"You can help."
She stood back as the toms ducked down and tucked their shoulders beneath Sunrise. Hawk and Tempest jerked their campmate up with their muzzles. Sliding beneath her, the four cats heaved Sunrise onto their backs and then, pressing together, began to head for camp. Sparkpelt walked close to Larksong's side, while Blossomfall circled the group uneasily as it made its way toward the stream bed. Squirrelflight padded ahead, scanning the forest to find the easiest route. Snow fell in beside her as she led the way up a gentle rise where the trees grew so thickly that the brambles had died away.
She looked back as she reached the top. Tempest and Hawk walked slowly, their gazes dark with concentration as they carried their campmate. Mouse Whisker and Larksong pressed close, matching the sisters' steps paw for paw. Sunrise lay limply across their backs.
We have to hurry.
As Squirrel Flight picked up the pace, Sparkpelt caught up to them.
Sunrise is still breathing, but only just.
Squirrel Flight kept her gaze on the trail.
We'll get her home in time.
She hoped it was true.
Alderheart will know what to do, Sparkpelt mewed.
I didn't know if you would help. Snow blinked gratefully at Squirrel Flight. But I had to do something. We were so far from home.
What were you doing here?
Squirrel Flight returned her gaze.
You've never trespassed on clan land before.
Snow's eyes darkened. You're not the only clan cats who are suddenly interested in the land we're using. Squirrel Flight's belly tightened.
What do you mean?
Yesterday, we smelled clan scent on our side of your border, Snow explained. Hawk thought you'd sent a patrol back, but you'd promised to leave us alone. Then Moonlight noticed that it was a different clan scent and sent me, Tempest, Hawk, and Sunrise to investigate.
Sparkpelt pricked her ears. Do you know which clan it was?
Snow shrugged. Warriors all smell the same to me. We followed the scent into the pine forest that borders yours.
Shadow Clan.
Sparkpelt glanced at her mother. Why were they suddenly interested in the sisters' land? Squirrel Flight's pelt prickled uneasily. Had her suggestion at the meeting woken Shadow Clan's curiosity about the land outside their border? Perhaps they wanted to check the land out for Sky Clan, too. Foreboding dropped like a stone in Squirrel Flight's belly. Were they planning to take the land for themselves?
Sparkpelt blinked at Snow. Is that how Sunrise got injured, fighting with Shadow Clan?
Snow nodded. We tracked two Toms across the border and followed them into their territory. We stopped them and asked them what they were doing there. They attacked us.
Squirrel Flight flicked her tail nervously. How would she explain to ThunderClan that Sunrise had been hurt fighting clan cats?
She pushed the worry away. The sisters' fight had been with ShadowClan, not ThunderClan. Until a few moons ago, ShadowClan had been their enemy. Why should ThunderClan defend them?
We hurt them pretty good, Snow meowed with obvious satisfaction. But one of them, Stonewing, I think that's what the other cat called him, managed to slice open Sunrise's flank before they ran away.
Sparkpelt's eyes glittered with alarm. Should we help cats who hurt ShadowClan?
Squirrel Flight lifted her chin defiantly.
We're not ShadowClan's protectors. Besides, the sisters were defending themselves. But Tiger Star won't be pleased if he finds out. Why should we behave without honor, just to suit Tiger Star?
Squirrel Flight returned Sparkpelt's gaze.
Is that what Bramble Star would say?
Sunrise could die from this injury. If Bramble Star is more interested in pleasing Shadow Clan than saving another cat's life, then he's not the cat I thought he was.
Squirrel Flight could see the camp in the distance. She glanced back at the others. We're nearly there.
As she spoke, the bracken rustled ahead. Rose Puddle and Bristlepaw burst out. They pulled up a tail length from Squirrel Flight, their eyes widening.
What's going on?
Rose Petal looked past her to the sisters.
We found a wounded cat in the forest, Squirrel Flight told her. She needs our help.
Bristlepaw's pelt bushed.
Rogues!
Snow dipped her head to the young she-cat. Where are the sisters?
The sisters! Bristlepaw stared at her. What are you doing on our land?
Squirrel Flight pushed on. I'll explain later. She padded down the slope toward the hollow and ducked through the tunnel into camp.
Jayfeather, Leafpool, Alderheart,
she called to the medicine cats as Larksong, Tempest, Hawk, and Mouse Whisker carried Sunrise into the clearing and laid her down on the sun-baked earth.
Alderheart hurried from the medicine den, Leafpool at his tail. Jayfeather followed, his nose twitching.
Who's bleeding?
The blind medicine cat paused, his hackles lifting.
What are rogues doing here?
They're not rogues. Squirrelflight swept her gaze around the camp. Thornclaw was staring in amazement from beside the fresh kill pile. Below the high ledge, Berrynose and Birchfall were sharing a rabbit. They blinked at the sisters, hostility glittering in their gaze. Outside the warrior's den, Twigbranch and Finleap climbed warily to their paws. Hollytuft waved Flippaw back with her tail as the apprentice arched his back and hissed at Snow. Graystripe pushed away the mouse he was eating and narrowed his eyes. Squirrelflight ignored the tension sparking in the camp. One of the sisters needs our help. Stones clattered on the rock tumble.
What's going on?
Bramblestar leaped down from high ledge. He stopped beside Squirrelflight and glared at her accusingly. Sunrise is injured, Squirrelflight told him. She needs a medicine cat. Sparkpelt moved closer to her mother.
Squirrelflight was scared Sunrise might die.
Bramblestar narrowed his gaze.
I'll fetch cobwebs.
Leafpool turned back toward the medicine den.
Stop!
Bramblestar yowled with a flick of his tail. Leafpool froze. Squirrelflight stared at him.
Aren't you going to help her?
He thrust his muzzle closer.
Why are you putting me in this position?
He hissed, so low only she and Sparkpelt could hear.
I thought I told you to run decisions past me first.
Squirrelflight just wanted to help,
Sparkpelt told her father earnestly. It's okay, Sparkpelt. Squirrelflight was grateful to her daughter, but this wasn't Sparkpelt's fight. She jerked her nose toward Sunrise, who lay unmoving in the clearing, her blood staining the ground.
I didn't think there was time for a meeting,
she growled icily. Bumblestripe padded forward.
You're going to help her, right?
Thornclaw lashed his tail.
Why should we? We've only just rescued our clanmates from these cats. We owe them nothing.
But she's hurt!
Finleap stared at the dark warrior in surprise. Leafpool blinked at Bramblestar.
I can't stand by and watch her suffer.
Alderheart padded to her side.
That's not the medicine cat way.
We can't let her die.
Mouse Whisker gazed around his clanmates. His pelt was stained with Sunrise's blood. Blossomfall glared at him.
Didn't you hear Hawk say they attacked a Shadow Clan patrol?
Mouse Whisker narrowed his eyes.
Shadow Clan invaded their territory.
Two warriors doesn't make an invasion, Blossomfall hissed back. The Shadow Clan cats were outnumbered. These sisters shouldn't have attacked them.
Thornclaw lashed his tail.
We can't treat rogues who attack warriors.
Hollytuft puffed out her chest. The sisters took our deputy captive and invaded Shadow Clan land. They're no better than Darktail's kin were. If we treat this cat, we'll make our enemy stronger.
Tempest blinked at her in surprise.
We're not your enemy.
You held Squirrelflight hostage,
Hollytuft shot back.
You attacked Shadow Clan,
Birchfall snarled.
Send them back to where they came from,
Thornclaw yowled.
Get them out of our camp, Blossomfall chimed.
Squirrelflight's throat tightened. How could her clanmates turn away such a gravely injured cat? She felt Sparkpelt move nervously beside her. Did her daughter want to send Sunrise away too? Twigbranch padded forward.
It doesn't matter what they've done. Sunrise might die if we send her away.
ThunderClan mustn't have another cat's blood on their paws,
Finleap meowed in agreement. His clanmates glanced uneasily at each other, as though they were unconvinced.
What will Tigerstar say if he finds out we've taken her in?
Birchfall nodded toward the sisters.
Since when do we let Tigerstar dictate how we act?
Mouse Whisker flicked his tail angrily. He looked at Bramblestar.
We can't let this cat die.
Bramblestar looked around his clan. Anger flared in Thornclaw's eyes. Birchfall's ears twitched menacingly.
Twigbranch and Finleap stared at him.
Star Clan must decide,
Bramblestar announced with a jerk of his muzzle toward Jayfeather.
Take Alderheart to the Moonpool and share with our ancestors. They will tell us what to do.
Squirrelflight blinked at him in surprise. What does Star Clan have to do with this? Do we need them to tell us how to be honorable? Bramblestar gazed back at her coldly.
These cats have threatened you and attacked Shadow Clan. They clearly don't care who they harm or how. If we treat this cat, we show them we can be pushed around, and we might make an enemy of Tiger Star forever. Star Clan has already told us that the clans must stand together. For all we know, helping the sisters might be no better than helping Darktail. We need Star Clan's guidance. Jayfeather and Alderheart will travel to the Moon Pool.
Hawk blinked at him. Is the Moon Pool far? Tempest padded closer.
There's no time to consult with ancestors.
Panic edged her mew.
We have no choice.
Bramblestar turned to Jayfeather.
Be as quick as you can.
Squirrelflight could hardly believe her ears. Was Bramblestar going to risk this cat's life? He should act, not question. We have to help, she breathed. Bramblestar didn't look at her. Instead, he blinked at Leafpool.
Can you keep Sunrise alive until Alderheart and Jayfeather return?
Leafpool stared anxiously at the bleeding cat. I'll do my best. As Jayfeather and Alderheart hurried toward the camp entrance, she ducked into the medicine den and returned with a thick wad of cobweb between her jaws. Squirrelflight followed her to where Sunrise lay unconscious and hardly breathing. Don't let her die, she whispered. Leafpool began to draw the edges of the wound together. If I can stop the bleeding. Squirrelflight hardly heard her. How could Bramblestar let this happen? He has to listen to his warriors. Leafpool wadded cobweb along the gash. Even when they're wrong? Squirrelflight remembered how tenderly the sisters had treated Leafstar's wound. Her heart seemed to twist inside her chest. Suddenly, there seemed more honor among the sisters than among her clanmates. If Sunrise died because of ThunderClan's fox-heartedness, she wasn't sure if she'd be able to forgive them. Chapter 9 Leafpool sat back on her haunches. I've stopped the bleeding for now. Anxiously, Squirrelflight sniffed the cobwebs wadded around the gash on Sunrise's flank. The blood there was growing stale, but Sunrise was still not moving. Her eyes were closed, and her breathing was shallow. The clearing beneath her was still damp with her blood. Leafpool went on. I need to make an ointment to keep infection at bay. She glanced toward the medicine den, and then at Bramblestar. The ThunderClan leader had padded to the entrance, where Alderheart and Jayfeather had disappeared a few moments earlier. He met Leafpool's gaze. May I fetch herbs? She asked. Please say yes. As Squirrelflight blinked at him hopefully, a growl rumbled in Thornclaw's throat. The warrior was glaring at the sisters, who pressed close together at the edge of the clearing. His gaze flicked accusingly at Leafpool.
We're waiting for word from Star Clan.
Blossomfall fluffed out her pelt beside him.
We can't do anything until they tell us it's okay.
Squirrelflight stared at them, shocked by their coldness. But she might die while we're waiting. What if Star Clan says we can treat her then? We won't be able to treat a corpse. Bramblestar crossed the clearing and stopped beside Leafpool.
Just keep her alive until Jayfeather and Alderheart return.
Leafpool straightened. The Moon Pool is a long way. They won't be back before Moonhigh. The only way I can keep her alive is to stop infection forming in the wound. As she spoke, Sunrise stirred. She slowly opened her eyes, and with a flick of her tail, tried to lift her head. Bramblestar whisked his tail.
She looks strong, he growled. She'll be okay.
She won't be, unless I put ointment on the wound.
Leafpool's fur twitched anxiously along her spine. Snow crept closer to Sunrise. Fear showed in the she-cat's eyes.
Keep still, she breathed to her wounded campmate. You'll reopen the wound.
Bramblestar glared at her.
Get back with the others.
As Snow flattened her ears and backed away, anger flared in Squirrelflight's belly. Was Bramblestar going to deny Sunrise even the comfort of her campmates? The sisters had been far kinder to her when she'd been in their camp. Outside the warrior's den, Mouse Whisker shifted his paws.
Should we move her to the medicine den?
Larksong lifted his tail hopefully.
We could carry her there.
She'll be more comfortable out of the sun, Sparkpelt mewed.
Bramblestar glanced at them.
She'll stay where we can see her until Jayfeather and Alderheart bring word from StarClan.
Finley padded forward.
Can we at least make her more comfortable?
I can fetch ferns,
Twigbranch offered. Bramblestar nodded, his gaze hard.
Very well.
He turned away as they hurried out of camp. Squirrelflight wanted to go with them to make sure they picked the softest leaves, but she couldn't leave Sunrise. Someone had to fight for her. The thorn tunnel shivered, and Hollytuft and Dewnose ducked into camp. Flippaw and Thriftpaw padded at their heels. They stopped as they saw the sisters. Hollytuft's eyes widened.
What's going on?
She looked at Sunrise.
This cat has been hurt,
Bramblestar told her.
Leafpool is taking care of her until we get word from StarClan.
Word? Hollytuft looked confused. About what? Thornclaw crossed the clearing and stopped beside Bramblestar.
About whether we should treat her wounds.
Dewnose tipped his head.
Why do you need StarClan to decide?
These cats attacked a ShadowClan patrol,
Blossomfall grunted. Flippaw frowned.
I thought the sisters never strayed onto clan land.
Thriftpaw's hackles lifted.
Perhaps they think they can go where they like now.
Rest.
Leafpool breathed, touching her nose to Sunrise's cheek. She looked at Bramblestar again.
Can I get her poppy seeds? She meowed. She's in pain. Let me help.
Thornclaw cut her off.
Why should we share our herbs?
I can't watch her suffer.
Leafpool blinked at him. As Thornclaw held her sister's gaze, Squirrelflight felt sick. Why had she brought the sisters here? She'd trusted her clanmates to take care of them. How could she have been so wrong?
Poppy seeds can wait.
Bramblestar flicked his tail briskly.
Flippaw and Thriftpaw,
he meowed.
Go and help Finleaf and Twigbranch find ferns.
He nodded to Blossomfall.
Take Hollytuft and Mousewhisker hunting. We have extra mouths to feed. Rosepetal and Bristlepaw can help Birchfall strengthen the walls of the nursery.
His gaze swept the clan.
We can't ignore our duties just because we have visitors.
Thornclaw narrowed his eyes.
Are we sharing our fresh kill with them?
He eyed Hawk and Tempest resentfully. Tempest lifted her chin.
We can catch our own prey, she meowed.
Birchfall bristled.
Do you think we'd let you hunt on our land?
Bramblestar looked suddenly weary.
They must eat, and since they can't hunt here, they must share our prey.
Squirrelflight couldn't help feeling a jab of pity for him. Every clanmate seemed to want something different. How could he please them all? Guilt pricked momentarily beneath her pelt. Was she judging him too harshly?
Rosepetal and Bristlepaw headed toward the nursery, Birchfall at their heels, while Blossomfall led Hollytuft and Mousewhisker out of camp. Go with the hunting patrol,
Bramblestar ordered, nodding to Larksong. Larksong hesitated.
I'd rather stay with Sparkpelt.
Bramblestar stiffened.
Your patrol needs you. Can Sparkpelt come with me?
Larksong asked.
Squirrelflight let us join the same patrols. Now that she's expecting kits, I don't like to be away from—
Squirrelflight flinched as Bramblestar swung his muzzle toward the black tom.
I don't care what Squirrelflight did, he hissed. Sparkpelt will be safe here with her clan. Go join your patrol, as I ordered.
Sparkpelt blinked reassuringly at Larksong.
I'll be okay,
she promised. As Larksong dipped his head and hurried away, Squirrelflight glared at Bramblestar. How long was he going to keep trying to prove that he made the rules in ThunderClan, not her? He stared back.
I want to speak with you in my den. You need to explain why your patrol brought the sisters here.
Squirrelflight's paws pricked. Did he want another argument, even while a cat lay dying in the clearing? As he leaped up the rock tumble, she looked at Leafpool.
Will you be okay here?
Yes. Leafpool was watching sunrise.
I'll do what I can.
Squirrelflight straightened and headed for the rock tumble.
I'm coming too. Sparkpelt's mew surprised her. I was part of the patrol.
No. Squirrelflight felt a surge of affection for her daughter. The decision was my responsibility. Sparkpelt stuck out her chin.
I said, I'm coming with you.
Squirrelflight dipped her head. She didn't want to argue with Sparkpelt, too. She scrambled up the rock tumble, stones crunching beneath her paws. Sparkpelt followed and ducked after her into Bramblestar's den. Bramblestar sat in the shadowy cave, his gaze icy. His ears twitched as he saw Sparkpelt.
I didn't ask to speak with you.
Sparkpelt met his gaze.
You said you wanted an explanation, she mewed evenly. I was on the patrol. I can help.
Bramblestar grunted and flicked his gaze to Squirrelflight.
Why in StarClan did you bring them here?
Anger hardened his mew. Squirrelflight bristled, pulling up short.
What did you want me to do? Leave Sunrise to die in the woods?
What would they have done if you hadn't found them?
Bramblestar didn't wait for her answer.
They would have taken their wounded home where they belong, instead of making their problem our problem.
But I did find them.
Squirrelflight defended herself. She was not going to let him make her feel bad for trying to save a cat's life.
I couldn't turn my back on them.
Sparkpelt blinked at Bramblestar.
You couldn't have expected us to walk away.
You could have taken them to the border and let their campmates take care of them.
Bramblestar's fur spiked along his spine.
Did you know they'd attacked a ShadowClan patrol when you brought them here?
Snow told me on the way to camp,
Squirrelflight told him.
ShadowClan had been on their land. They were only trying to find out why. They didn't go looking for a fight.
Do you think that's how Tigerstar will see it?
Bramblestar's gaze darkened.
How will he react when he finds out we're protecting them?
Squirrelflight could hardly believe her ears.
Since when do you care what Tigerstar thinks?
Since StarClan told us there must be unity among the clans.
So you'd let a cat die because Tigerstar might be upset?
I thought you wanted to keep the peace. Do you think this will help?
Squirrelflight lifted her chin.
The clans will understand when they find out what happened. We all follow the same code, and that code says nothing about letting cats die.
It does say something about protecting your clan,
Bramblestar spat back.
How can you think that bringing a bunch of rogues into our camp is protecting ThunderClan?
They're not rogues.
They're not loners or warriors.
Bramblestar curled his claws into the sandy floor of the cave.
What were you thinking when you decided to bring them into our camp?
Frustration surged in Squirrelflight's chest.
I was trying to save a cat's life, and they're not rogues. They're the sisters. There are more ways to live than being a warrior or a rogue.
Bramblestar lashed his tail.
You spend 2 days in another camp, and suddenly you're questioning our beliefs?
I'm not questioning our beliefs. I'm just pointing out that there are other ways to live.
And how does that solve the problem that we are sheltering ShadowClan's attackers? How does that bring unity to the clans?
Not everything is about the clans.
Anger burned beneath Squirrelflight's pelt. There seemed so much more at stake here than whether the clans were united.
What about the warrior code? What about honor and integrity? What about doing the right thing?
So you're the only cat who knows what's right.
Squirrelflight felt Sparkpelt press against her.
Please don't.
Her daughter's mew turned into a gasp. With a jerk, Sparkpelt dropped into a crouch. Heart lurching, Squirrel Flight twisted toward her. Sparkpelt, what's wrong?
Cramp.
Sparkpelt's eyes were glittering with pain.
My belly. The kits.
Fear edged her mew. Squirrel Flight forced her fur to smooth. Take a breath, she mewed. She lapped at Sparkpelt's shoulder, trying to calm her, as she'd done when Sparkpelt was a kit. Her thoughts whirled. Were the kits coming? It was too early. She caught Bramblestar's eye. He was leaning towards Sparkpelt, anxiety sparking in his gaze.
Fetch Leafpool.
Wait!
Sparkpelt blinked at her father.
It will pass. It's happened before, when I get upset.
Guilt seared Squirrel Flight's pelt. Had she and Bramblestar caused this?
It's okay, Sparkpelt. She pressed closer. We won't argue anymore. The kits will be fine. Will they?
Sparkpelt looked at her with round, anxious eyes.
Of course.
She remembered her own pregnancy.
I used to get cramps, too, usually when I'd eaten too much fresh kill. It doesn't mean there's anything wrong.
Bramblestar was staring at her.
Should I fetch Leafpool?
Is the cramp easing?
Squirrel Flight blinked at Sparkpelt.
Yes.
Pain still showed in her daughter's gaze, but her body was relaxing.
Leave Leafpool with Sunrise for now.
Squirrel Flight mewed softly. She touched her nose to Sparkpelt's ear.
Cramps are normal. You just need to make sure you rest and don't get upset.
In the days before